Welcome to Chicago Jazz Revealed. I'm Mike Jeffers here. We are live at Katerina's, 1920 West Irving Park Road here in Chicago. We are doing another special edition of Chicago Jazz Revealed because we have pianist Tom Muehlner in. How are you, Tom?
Not too bad.
Well, that's encouraging.
I'm sick of winter, but it's okay.
Well, it's just starting, so get ready.
Yes.
A couple of months ago, Tom was on, and Tom is, for our listeners that don't know Tom, I'm sure many of you do, Tom is one of the first call piano players in town, and so he performs with a lot of different musicians, instrumentalists and vocalists, and Tom also runs one of the, I guess
premier.
I was looking for the word, thanks for jumping in, the premier jam sessions in the city, and it's been, what, 3 years now?
We're starting our third year the first week of January.
So that's every Monday night at the Serbian Village, 8:30 to 12:30 or 9 to 1?
9 to 1.
And a couple of months ago, I thought it was a great idea because Tom performs with all of these different people and, you know, at the jam session and all over the town, he pretty much plays every single night of the week. I said, Tom, why don't you once a month or so get a couple of musicians that we should... Here comes the name of the show, Reveal to Chicago, and have him on the show as your guest, and I'll let you do a little interviewing, and I'll help out on the interview. But I thought it would be a cool way to bring in people that we might not, you know, see on a regular basis, but you know of their caliber, and to make sure that our listeners can learn all about them. So we're calling this Tommy's Showcase, and we had a... This is our third one, I believe, Tommy's Showcase.
Yeah, I think so.
And so tonight, who do we have here for our first guest? We've got two guests tonight.
Yes, the lovely Angel Spicha.
Hello.
And who I've had the pleasure of working with for several years. I'm the substitute dad.
Yes, you are, sub-dad.
Because her father's a pianist and they work together.
Mm-hmm. Now, Angel's a vocalist, too, we should tell all our listeners.
Yes.
For since this isn't TV, they can't tell if she's got a saxophone or anything.
That's true.
She's a vocalist.
She's by a microphone.
So why don't I jump in here and I'll get the ball rolling here, Tom, and then you can chime in whenever you'd like, just like we did the last couple.
Okay.
Angel and I met... once back in the day, but I've never gotten to perform with you.
No.
So hopefully that'll happen at some time
soon.
Absolutely. But now I looked over your bio and looked at some different things. Why don't we talk about your father first and foremost?
Sure.
Because I think he's probably a major influence in your music.
Most definitely.
So let's talk a little bit about your father's influence. He plays piano with you and he accompanies you. Did he get you into being a vocalist?
By accident. It was not something that was ever pushed on me or shoved down my throat. I think a lot of people think that way, but he always was in music. He's from Italy. He's from Rome, Italy, and started his music studies there and then came here when he was 18 and continued to play. And then just kind of one thing led to another. And so when I came around, my mother worked days, and so I was generally with him on a blanket while he practiced piano all day and had the guys over for rehearsal. And that's sort of just the way I grew up from the beginning. And then he'd go to work at night, and I was with my mom, who is kind of a closet singer. And she doesn't, by any means, she just does it for fun. So we used to go around and go grocery shopping or things like that and just, you know, sing to whatever was on the radio. And
By the way, her mother's a great cook.
She is. Oh, she is.
I've been hearing about this for a while.
We got to get you in on that, Tom.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Sorry.
I think he's trying to get in on it. That's why he's dropping her name.
Absolutely.
So she was always around. She got you.
Yeah. So between the both of them, it was just sort of a natural thing. And my dad said one time, you know, he was just playing piano and we would all just kind of sit around and sing and mess around. And he noticed that I could hold pitch and that I really had sort of a little soul, he said, mm-hmm. when I sang and I was little and I really felt the music. And again, he never pushed me, but it was something that just kind of sort of came natural. And I always wanted to be around it. I wanted to be around the musicians and I wanted to be in the studio. I wanted to be part of it as much as I could.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember it ever not being a huge part of my life.
So really it got ingrained right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean,
you got ingrained.
Now, I was lucky.
Now, did you do organized? Did you get into high school stuff? Or?
I did. I was really fortunate too, because the high school I went to had a really strong fine arts program, and they really supported that. And so we had great choir programs and several voice teachers on staff, great professional productions. So I was, again, I didn't know how lucky I was to have all that really, you know, kind of professional experience just going to junior high and high school.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you must have been way ahead of the pack. I mean, by the time you got there, you probably knew tunes, right?
I did. not knowing that I was ahead of the pack, just kind of, you know, taking what I learned at home and applying it, and the teachers seemed to like that a lot, so that was kind of cool, and I was doing piano lessons and my own voice lessons on the side as well, so it was just always a huge, huge part of my upbringing.
Yeah. Now, I saw in your bio that you ended up going to Millikan University.
I did.
And that was a good, I mean, that is a good music school, but it's also drama and theater and all of those too, right?
Huge,
I mean,
musical program.
Were you into the musical theater stuff?
In high school I was, but once I got to college, I was not. I was strictly doing I did music business, so I studied a lot of, you know, marketing. I took accounting, which was all good stuff, I guess.
Which is really rare too at a lot of music colleges.
Yeah.
They don't teach that stuff.
No, they don't. And they really had a heavy heavy program for the industry, which was awesome. And I did an internship, and I think that was really, really important. I think it should almost be mandatory for music students. So I was music business, and I did commercial music, so engineering. That was the other degree I earned. And between the two, it was busy, it was full, but I loved it. It was
so
great.
Commercial, meaning engineering, like studio engineering?
Right, studio engineering, okay. Production.
So is that, I mean, do you use that at all other than for yourself? Are you working in studios?
No, I don't. That? I did when I first came out, and I was trying to, you know, intern around, and I was helping in various studios in the city. But those kind of, you know, as we all know, those started to dry up a little bit.
Yeah.
And my dad has a studio in their basement. So, you know, try to sit down there and mess around, just basically
keeping chops up.
Yeah,
and
keep
stuff,
right.
Yeah.
Keeping fresh, and everything is changing too. I mean, things have certainly changed since I've been in school, and everyone's got their own little system now and in their own bedrooms. So it's really, really fascinating to see how it's all evolved.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think it's real interesting, and Tom, I'll let you jump in here after this, but I think it's really interesting that a smaller school, because Millikan's a smaller school, has a music business program.
That's great.
I mean, the thing that when I got out of school, I had to learn all of that on my own.
Sure.
I mean, it was just like, and I still see, I mean, you know, I work on that all the time, and I try to learn as much as I can. Well, I keep trying. But my point is that it's amazing to me that these larger schools, it's not mandatory. It's not even talked about half the time.
It's not. I was just down there this past weekend. I do a big holiday show down with my professors, which is great. I used to gig with them all the time in school.
Yeah.
The advantage of going to a small school is you get to know your teachers. They get to know you and your weaknesses and your strengths. And, you know, with that program there, they did. They spent time with you. They would help, you know, they would hone in on what you were strong at and what you needed some work on, and especially if, you know, you were a little bit, even with your personality, if you were kind of shy, and they said, okay, well, you're going to have to market yourself one day. How are you going to do that? And that is critical. It's every school obviously doesn't have that, and you can graduate and come up here and think it's just going to happen, and it doesn't.
Well, jazz musicians are very good with money, and you know, they really are great accountants. And,
very, very good, yes.
You know, I've noticed that, you know.
CPA
in
worthy.
In your travels, you've noticed that.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, you have some. I see all these notes in front of you. I feel like I'm hogging the interview.
I think you pretty much covered all the notes I have. but one thing I will say about Angel, she is a natural, and she knows a lot of tunes. And she's a great jazz singer, but she can do pop music too. So, and you work with your dad. You guys have like a jobbing.
I do. My dad has been doing this, you know, has been in the jobbing industry for probably 30 years now with the same guys, which is awesome. They're kind of like family to me.
Yeah. Eddie. I know
Eddie. Yeah, Eddie. You know Eddie real well, Ed Williams. And our band is Phase 4. And then we have a couple offshoot bands that we book out as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just doing all the weddings and the corporate functions and country clubs, holiday parties, and it's great. I kind of went into it kicking and screaming a little bit. I really wanted to just do jazz, and that's really hard to do full time. But I found that going into doing all that really made me a much better singer, being mm-hmm. doing all the sure. pop and all the and being versatile. It made me a much better singer, and I love it now. I really enjoy getting to do all the varied type of music.
Well, why don't we, because you've got a new CD out. It's called Angel, One Day, All Too Soon.
Yes.
And why don't we take a listen to, I think we were talking before the show. Sure. Why don't we take a listen to your beautiful voice, as Tom Mueller has talked about here. And why don't we take a listen to the first track, which is I've Never Been in Love Before. And that's a standard. Now, you know, before we do that, I mean, I'm looking at these tunes. I mean, these are all classic standards.
Sure.
How hard is it to actually pick the tunes that are going to be on the CD? It's got to be
insane. It's the worst part.
Right?
Yeah. Everyone's like, you know, how'd you do that? I go, it took me months. You know, it really is a process of elimination. And it's not always things that you like. It's what you think, you know, will fit the album, and you kind of go through it and take things out as you go, and what doesn't work, and what you thought might sound good when it got recorded.
Choosing the order of the songs that, you know, what you want to be number one, number
Absolutely.
Two, all that stuff.
This was an education all on its own.
Oh,
the next time it's going to be killer.
Well, why don't we take a listen here? It's Angel, One Day, All Too Soon here on, and the tune is I've Never Been in Love Before here on WDCB 90.9 FM and ChicagoJazz.com. Okay, we're back here at Chicago Jazz Revealed. I'm Mike Jeffers, live at Katarina's, 1920 West Irving Park Road.
Yeah.
The crowd is going crazy as usual here on a Tuesday. I think they're going crazy because you're here, Tom. We've got Tom Mueller here, and we're with Angel Spezia. Yes, Spezia. I had to pull out the Italian there. So, Tom, take it away.
Take it away, yes. Well, Angel, you've been in Italy and many other countries performing. How was that for you?
It was exciting. It was very exciting.
When did that happen?
I took a year after college. Actually, I kind of extended my college a little bit and decided to do my internship there. I had to do an internship for my degree. So since everything is so set up in a certain way with your class schedule, you're really not allowed to study abroad during your 4 years. So I kind of finagled something out. So I was able to go abroad to Italy, and my father's from there, so I have a lot of family there. I was very familiar with, you know, the language and the country, and so it was just great to be able to spend some time there. And I did an internship working for a music school and working with students from everything from doing, you know, helping them with their English on tunes and working in the studio, and then hosting American performers. We had the Chicago Jazz Arts Ensemble come in while I was there.
Okay.
And that was super cool because I got to take them around and get them all set up. And they were from Chicago, and I was homesick. So it was really, really nice.
You know, I've been wanting to go to Italy, Angel. I just thought I'd mention it.
Let's go, Tom.
Okay.
Well,
so get a gig there.
You got it. I'm in.
Well, jumping in here, I mean, with when you're teaching, well, talking about music and everything in Italy, and you know, I'm sure the people that don't even speak English know all the words to the tunes,
they
right?
Do.
I mean, it's pretty amazing. So you had to be pretty floored when you got there, right?
Well,
you're hearing these standards sung by people that can't even speak fluent English, but they know the lyrics to the tunes.
It was adorable. You know, it's really something that, because they have such an appreciation for jazz there that is wonderful.
Pretty much all over Europe.
It is. I remember going to the Chicago Jazz Arts Ensemble, taking them there. I mean, these sold out shows. These people would come out and just wait for the band to get off stage for their autograph, pictures.
Yeah.
And they were so appreciative of them taking the time to be there.
Why do you think that is? Why is it different in Europe? Is it just because everybody takes it for granted here,
I think a little bit. I think that we've been, they have a deep culture.
They're a lot older, that's for sure.
Well, even the young people. I mean, it's really.
I mean, it's
yeah, obviously, it's older, their history is ingrained, and their culture is so sacred there.
Yes, yeah.
And
the
that
arts are,
they
are
really appreciate
paramount.
The arts in general. Mm-hmm. So something like that is, you know, it's considered American by nature. They love it and they appreciate it, and I think that was an advantage for me going out there being a singer and doing jazz, and I knew all the words fluently.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was helpful for me. But they did. They loved it, and they were so kind. They were really, really wonderful. It was hard to come home.
Yeah. I mean, is it possible to actually make a living playing music in Italy as opposed to, you know?
I think it's just like anything. You have to really apply yourself. It's definitely possible. There are places to play, and you just like anywhere here, you have to be aggressive a little bit and be nice to people and just put yourself out there.
Yeah.
They're not going to come find you.
Yeah, you definitely have to work at that kind of stuff.
Right.
So how did you end up? So you came back, and then did your father already had, he was already in a jobbing band. And for
yes.
our listeners that don't know what a jobbing band is, why don't you explain that to them?
A jobbing band. A jobbing band is, we call ourselves the Weekend Warriors, where, you know, you're primarily the entertainment for weddings and social functions of varying types. You know, you could just do a jazz gig for that too, your background music, or usually you're doing everything from cocktail music at the beginning to, you know, classical music for a ceremony, and then you go into all the current pop stuff for the actual dancing portion of the night. And you know, that's the jobbing part of it.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's interesting too, because I talk to people in New York or L.A., and they call it casuals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and then here it's
right,
jobbing, and, you know, it's all the same stuff, but it's interesting how there's different names for
lingo,
it.
Lingo, sure.
You know.
It's hard to keep that kind of activity afloat with DJs coming in, because a lot of times, like, I'll do a wedding where I'm just doing the cocktails and dinner, and then they bring the DJ in who does the announcing. And so having a live band these days is not, I won't say a rarity, but it's less and less.
Well, I also think, I mean, you have it dialed in, Angel. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of different options probably with your
sure.
band, because you guys
Absolutely.
Are covering a lot of different genres
right.
as opposed to, you know, getting somebody to come in just to play the jazz stuff, but then
right.
you want the dancing. So, I mean, it's...
We're all in house.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're able to walk in. Now, did you start that whole business with your father? Like, did you expand it, I should say? Or?
I wouldn't say... I definitely didn't start it. He started it a long time ago. But, you know, I'm sort of in that age group of all those people that are getting married and right in that time. So I see the trends and I pay attention to how things are moving. And I'm real zoned in onto, you know, presentation and what people want. And so he's got his experience and I've got my modern vision, I guess you'd call it. And mm-hmm. we really collaborate together.
It's probably a great mix.
It's awesome. We have a great time. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes we may butt heads a little bit, but,
do you bring in tunes? I mean, like, here's one we got to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I you know, all the time. There's times of the year you're busier than others. The summer when all the new radio hits are coming out, and I try to stay on top of that. And
that's key to be able to keep getting gigs too.
Absolutely.
Because you got to stay on top of all that stuff.
You have to be on top of it.
Yep. And there's not a lot of bands that can do that stuff either in town. They say they can, but then I've heard them and they really actually can't.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no problem. We'll do that tune.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Okay, maybe.
Sure. That doesn't sound exactly like it, but
right.
okay, whatever. So, yeah, I mean, staying on top of all that stuff.
Sure.
So,
and
key.
And, right. And then, you know, you have to make it sound as close to the original as possible. That's what people want.
Yeah, that's how they know
right.
it. That's how they perceive it and understand
right.
it.
Right. It's not like jazz where you take your own, you know, twist on things. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, Tom, you were talking about Windy City Live.
That's right.
And Angel was nominated for something?
In February, she was chosen
2013.
Out of, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not too long ago, chosen out of thousands and became a finalist on ABC's Windy City Live.
Is that like a American Idol type thing on Windy City Live?
They were doing a little like Chicago Idol thing
yeah.
here. So Windy City Live is kind of the little talk show that we have locally. And
it's like one of the top shows. I mean,
yeah,
in our time
it's a morning
slot.
Show.
Yeah.
It's I think it's in its third year now or so.
Yeah.
And
took over for Oprah.
Yeah, and that's right. And now
I know my media.
You sure
do.
Oh, you're good,
you watched Mike. Oprah too, huh?
Well, you know, I'm not going to talk about that right now.
But they had this contest going around, and I had only heard about it probably the week before, And I mean, I think a lot of singers, we've done some of those American Idol types of things, mm-hmm. and it really leaves you a little cold just with those kind of experiences. They've been good, they've been bad. And just, you know, this one was local, just decided to try it out, and I got chosen to be one of the final 12, and it was very exciting. We got to work with some, you know, quote-unquote celebrity judges, and they came in and did some coaching, and it was great. And then I've been on the show several times doing little spots here and there. So it was really, really a good experience.
Well, it opened some doors, too. I mean, just to be able to get more PR and more media exposure for yourself, that helps everything.
Always. It was nothing but positive in my case. So I couldn't be happier about how it turned out, even though I didn't win. That's okay.
Well, you know, we've got Rusty Jones in the audience. And Rusty,
Woo-hoo!
You know,
right.
I don't know, but they've never had an American Idol for drummers. I don't understand it at all. He said they spelled idol I-D-L-E. Okay, well.
Poor guy.
We never get invited anywhere. That's no fun. We'll have to fix that. Same thing with you, Tom. They don't have an American Idol for piano players.
No, they don't. So many drummers, so little time. I don't know.
Hello. Yeah. Okay.
Just kidding.
The crowd's going to turn on you in a minute.
Yeah.
All right, so Angel, so you're performing on a weekly basis, too, in
yes.
addition to doing the weekend stuff and everything. Where's that?
I've been really, really fortunate since probably the last 9 years since I've been out of school. My dad and I have a jazz duo together in Glenview.
In
the Glen. Yes, the Glen area. It used to be the old Naval Air Station there, and now it's the Glen. It's a really beautiful place at a place called Bravo. So Wednesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 10, we have a great little setup in there, and when Dad's not there, Tommy's there usually.
That's true.
Sub-Dad.
And the food is real good.
Food's
there
great. They have great little specials, and the community really appreciates it. It's been
That's why I do
such
the
a great experience. I know you.
Well, I'm sure they can get more information at your website. What's
yes,
your
they
website?
Can.
What's your
well,
website?
My website is www.angelspicha.com, and that's SPICCIA.com.
Excellent. And, of course, you can see and hear Angel and her father, or Tom, or another piano player if your father's not working and Tom's working, on Wednesdays and Thursdays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Bravo in the Glen. And I'm sure all of our listeners know where the Glen is, and if you don't, Google search.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
It's close.
Why don't we hear one more tune on the way out?
Sure.
This is off of your new CD, Angel, One Day, All Too Soon. And what are we going to hear?
You were talking about Italy, and I thought maybe it'd be nice to do Estate, since I sing that one in Italian.
That's excellent. Great choice. Well, I'm glad you came in.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so great.
For
Thank
sure.
you. I really appreciate it.
And so why don't we take a listen to Estate?
Wonderful.
Here on 90.9 FM, WDCB, ChicagoJazz.com. Okay, we're back here.